Septuagint Numbers. Septuagint, Volume 4. Translated by the Scriptural Research Institute in 2020 through 2025. Published by Digital Ink Productions in 2025. Forward. In the mid-3rd century BCE, King Ptolemy II Philadelphus of Egypt ordered a translation of the ancient Hebrew scriptures for the Library of Alexandria, which resulted in the creation of the Septuagint. The original version, published circa 250 BCE, only included the Torah, or in Greek terms the Pentateuch. The Torah is the five books traditionally credited to Moses, circa 1500 BCE, Cosmic Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Since the 1800s, the majority of biblical scholars have interpreted the books of Leviticus and Numbers as a later addition to the original laws of Moses found in Exodus, with Deuteronomy being an even later addition during the Babylonian or Persian eras. Cosmic Genesis is either considered to be part of Moses' original work or a later addition in the Persian era, depending on the scholar. Leviticus and Numbers contain several amendments to Moses' laws in Exodus, as well as establishing the land rights of the various tribes of Israel within historic Canaan, including the assignment of several cities and their environs to the Levitical priesthood. The most obvious amendment to Moses' laws is replacing the sacrifice of the firstborn with the establishment of the Levitical priesthood. Exodus chapter 13 includes a requirement that the firstborn Israelites must be slaughtered as a sacrifice to the Lord, however, allowed an animal to be substituted. This law would not have been difficult for a group of nomadic shepherds to follow, but would have become progressively more difficult as the Israelites became more urbanized in Canaan. This seems to have resulted in an increase of child sacrifice, which the prophet Jeremiah spoke out against during his lifetime, estimated to between 650 BCE and 570 BCE. The practice was officially banned by King Josiah around 630 BCE, when the Levites found the original Torah of Moses during the restoration of Solomon's temple. According to the books of the kingdoms, the temple had previously been restored during the life of Josiah's great-grandfather, King Hezekiah. Hezekiah led a major anti-Mosaic religious reformation similar to Josiah's later reforms, which included destroying the serpent statue that Moses had created, because the Judahites were worshipping it. During Hezekiah's reign between 716 and 687 BCE, the genealogy of nations was added to Cosmic Genesis, which appears to have been written in Aramaic, not Judahite. It appears to have been based on Assyrian and Babylonian records, as it includes transliterated Assyrian and Babylonian names. The genealogy of nations in Cosmic Genesis and Bereshit includes a reference to Kalu being the capital city, which was the capital of the Assyrian Empire until 706 BCE, when it was moved to Dur-Sharrukin by Sargon II. The genealogy also mentions the Ashkenaz, the ancestors of the Armenians, who were first recorded in Assyrian records as the Orskuzai, a tribe of recent immigrants to the kingdom of Urartu, in 715 BCE, placing the authorship of the genealogy of nations in the early years of Hezekiah. Both Cosmic Genesis and Numbers are specifically different from their Leningrad Codex counterparts in regards to the name Shaddai, which is missing from both Greek translations.